This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Art Center.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy post-pledge day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about Anything Goes, which is here in town this week.
So we've had two shows so far. How many times have you seen it?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I will see it several times this weekend.
Okay.
But I do know that several of my staff have seen it both times.
Okay.
And have said equally both times it's fantastic. I'm hearing superlatives, the kind that make marketing people really happy, like, this is the best show I've ever seen at Walton Arts Center. This is my favorite show of the year. It's really going over well. It's a big production. It barely fits into our stage. There's so many people and so much stuff. I think that's the thing I want to point out about it today. I walked on stage and I looked at the set and I went, this looks exactly like the set I saw on Broadway.
Wow.
And it plays tonight and it plays Friday night, two shows on Saturday and one show only on Sunday. So lots of tickets left. I really, really, really urge you all to come and see it. It's really good. Plus, it's Cole Porter.
Right.
It's all those great
right.
songs. Okay, moving on. We have the University of Arkansas Spring Choral Concert on the 15th, which is Monday. On the 18th, the U of A Percussion Ensemble will perform, and Theater Squared will preview its final show of the season, Next to Normal.
Preview night is the 18th, and
opening night is the 19th. Also on the 19th, wow, busy night on the 19th, we have Next to Normal, and then we have Caravan Sarai, the second performance of that, as part of the Walton Arts Center 10x10 Art Series. This features the Orchestra of Fez, and this is Moroccan music.
Right.
And those tickets are only $10. So that's probably going to be an 8 o'clock show on that Friday. And also, we have Little Big Town out at the Amp. Gates open for that at 6 o'clock. I believe the music starts at 8. And Little Big Town just won some pretty major awards at the American Country Music Awards.
They did.
So that's on the 19th. Three shows on the 19th. If you don't have a show to go to on the 19th, I'm not sure what we can do for you.
You have three.
Yeah, we've got something for everybody.
Yeah, we got Broadway, we got Moroccan music, and we got Little Big Town. So there you go. Next Normal continues on the 20th. The Monterey Jazz Festival on tour. The 55th anniversary of that tour will be also on the 20th at 8 o'clock. That's six of sort of the powerhouse jazz musicians of the day, really. They're led by Christian McBride and Dee Dee Bridgewater.
We'll hear from Christian McBride next week on Ozarks at Large.
Oh, that's super cool. He's the music director.
Yeah. And he's been here before with other ensembles and bands and his own band.
Yep.
So he's been to Fayetteville and always produces a great show.
Yeah, this is going to be I think this will be one of those kind of one-of-a-kind shows. You know, these guys all play together all the time, but like jazz musicians do, I would assume they riff quite a bit.
Yes.
And so you won't hear this again. You'll only get to hear this version. So that's the 20th. That's a Saturday, 8 o'clock performance. The University of Arkansas Campus Band and Symphonic Band Concert will be on the 22nd. That's a Monday. And then Next to Normal will continue. And then we will have American Idiot on the 26th of April.
Music inspired by Green Day.
Mm-hmm. And
well, not inspired.
No,
written
it is
by.
Written.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, it's not just inspired by.
It's the album, American Idiot.
Album. Yeah. Okay. So this is a 90-minute show. There's no intermission. It's the current version of a rock musical, and it's based on, obviously, it has American Idiot songs from that album in it. So that is the 26th through the 28th, four performances. And then U of A has one more symphony orchestra concert on the 30th, and that gets us to the end of April.
And dangerously close to Artisphere.
Dangerously. Yes, indeed. Artisphere is rapidly coming upon us, and it's not too far away, which is, you know, awesome. So let's do a quick rundown of the first week of Artisphere, just so people can get those on their calendar. So on the 3rd, which is Friday, we will have Jack Hanna's Into the Wild. Jack Hanna is the Jungle Jack from TV.
Sure. Right. He's bringing animals with him.
There will be animals.
So you'll have another chance to try to get animals in the building,
well,
Christina.
Well, the Popovich Animal Theater. It was during the fundraiser. It was just too busy.
Well, they had plenty.
That would have been awesome.
They had plenty of cats. You probably could have borrowed one. Okay, so on the 3rd, Jack Hanna's Into the Wild, a 7 o'clock show. On the 4th, Old Crow Medicine Show will be out at the Amp. That has nothing to do with Artisphere, but that will be happening. And then we will also have Trail Mix that day.
Right.
Trail Mix is the outdoor concert event where we place bands along various portions of the trails. This year we'll have bands on the Frisco Trail down here in downtown Fayetteville.
That's during the morning.
During the morning, 10 to 12. And then from 3 to 5, we will take those bands up to Bentonville and be on the Crystal Bridges Trail. So that Trail Mix is May 4th. That's a Saturday. The rain date for that is May 5th. And also on the 5th, Delbert McClinton will be at Walton Arts Center. And then on the 6th, we will have a band called Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders. This will be a concert at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs. Jamie Stone has been called the Yo-Yo Ma of the banjo. Mm. So he brings a whole band with him. But his music is influenced. It's not just banjo. It's not just picking. It's influenced from all over. He's got world music in there. He's got classical music in there. He's got, bluegrass. That will be a really exciting concert, I think. And then on the 7th, which is a Tuesday, Three Penny Acre will be playing at Cooper Chapel with the Gregory Allen Isakov Trio.
Wow.
Yeah, so that will be an amazing
experience.
How many
tickets do you have for Thorn Crown?
Thorn Crown, I think it's less than 100.
And Cooper?
Maybe a little bit more than 100. So those will sell out. Those are shows you want to buy now. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll get to tour, you'll get to a week out and there won't be any seats.
I know. Antoinette already has her ticket for Three Penny Acre. And
yeah.
Little tip, if you are too late, can go because there's so much glass and you can kind of look through. Mm-hmm. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm. No, but you could stand outside.
It's right.
Yeah. You probably hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have had that happen, where we haven't had any seats and people have hung out and we've tried like heck to get them in there. But sitting in those chapels and hearing any music really, but especially hearing music by these guys, that's an incredible experience because I've never experienced anything like it because your eyes are full of all the beauty that's around you and your ears are full and you can also just shut your eyes and listen because the sound bounces around up there in the roof. It's just great. So all of that is happening and that's just the first week of Artisphere. Craziness.
Lots to look forward to.
Lots to look forward to. You can get information about the Artisphere Festival on artispherefestival.org and you can also get ticket information on everything I talked about at waltonartscenter.org or give us a call at 443-5600 or stop by and see us down in the box office and also find us on Facebook or Twitter, Walton Arts Center or Walton_arts.
All right.
Good.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Coming up on Ask Me Another, PBS Idea Channel host Mike Rugnetta contemplates how to create a viral video.
Question number one, is there a cat? Question number two, does someone fall down? How are people doing a silly dance?
Join me, Ophira Eisenberg, on NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Shake on.
Ask Me Another, Saturday morning at 11.